We are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is the book of John chapter 10, verse 27 and verse 28. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I will give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Those that always preach that once saved, forever saved, irrespective of what you do, those people, they hammer so much on John chapter 10 and verse 28, where Jesus said, I will give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Even though we have a lot of scripture that contradict that position, as in several scriptures that contradict it, we would like to simply focus on this scripture because they hammer so much on it. Now, I want you to look at this scripture along with that verse 27. They usually will read only verse 28, but the discussion actually started from verse 25. But let's look at verse 27. He said, my sheep hear my voice. The people Jesus was referring to are his sheep. They are sheep. They are not goats. And they hear his voice. They are obedient. They are not people living their lives for themselves. They are people who are living for Christ. That whatever Jesus says, that's what they do. He said, my sheep, they hear my voice. They are obedient people. He said, and I know them. In Matthew chapter 7, there were groups of people that Jesus said, I never knew you. But for this one, Jesus said, I know them. We have fellowship together. We have a relationship together. And they follow me. That means they obey me. They listen to me. For anybody to follow Jesus, there is this step he must take. He must deny self. He must pick up his cross, and then he can then follow Christ. So Jesus wasn't referring to people here who continue in adultery and keep saying that once saved, forever saved. As if Jesus came to simply cover our sin, not to deliver us from sin. Salvation is not covering of sin. Salvation is deliverance from sin. Matthew 1:21, you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall deliver his people from their sin. You are not saved if you are in the bondage of sin. That's what Jesus came to free us from. That's why he went to the cross. Not to cover our sin, but to deliver us from sin. So how can you continue in sin and then be boasting with a scripture like this and say that, well, you are saved and that you are forever saved? In what way are you saved? If you are saved, we will know that you are saved by the deliverance that salvation brings. When you say saved, you must be saved from something. So what have you been saved from? It is true that God did not intend to save us and then make us to perish. No, he is able to save us unto the uttermost. But you will truly be saved. I'm always wondering why people exhort on righteousness instead of exhorting righteousness. Why is it that your own argument and defense is that people can continue to sin and they will still be saved? Why is it not that you don't maintain a position that says he came to save us from sin and we must live victorious over sin? Why is it that it is the negative that you exalt, that you defend? Something definitely is wrong. But please read the scripture very clearly. Jesus is not talking about people who are living, who are goats in their outlook in life, but he's referring to sheep. And then he added, and I will give unto them eternal life. Eternal life is not simply longevity. It's not simply a long life. Eternal life is the life of God. Everybody who has come into this world will live forever. The devil will live forever. The Antichrist will live forever. The false prophet will live forever. Demons, fallen angels, they are all going to live forever. They are spirit. They can never die. Anything that is spirit that has come from God can never die because God can't die. So they are not going to die. But where will they live for eternity? The lake of fire. Now, for those of us who are in Christ Jesus, we will reign with him in the new heaven and in the new earth. Eternal life is the life of God. Now, the life of God will produce the life of God in you, the righteousness of God, the light of God, the character of God, the behavior of God. How can you say you carry the life of God in you and all that we see about your life is satanic, is sinful, is devilish, and then you say once saved, forever saved? You better be careful of feeding yourself with false doctrine that whoever is preaching it will not be there on the day of judgment when books will be opened and the book of life will also be opened. You better ensure that your name is written in the book of life. Jesus came to save us and is capable of saving us and is capable of saving us unto the uttermost. And then he added, he said, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. They are in his hand. So it's not you that you are in the world. It's not you that you are living in secret sin. And then you are using a scripture like this to comfort yourself. I want to tell you that is deception. That is the spirit of error. Jesus came to save us and deliver us completely from sin, not to be indulging in sin secretly and then be quoting a scripture like this publicly to justify yourself and to comfort yourself. It is only self-deception. I pray that you will repent today and allow Jesus to make your life right in himself. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.